To be successful with any task or activity, you need to be engaged with it, particularly at work. Increasing employee engagement at work has been shown to directly relate to organisational success, profitability, productivity, customer loyalty, and lowered levels of absence and turnover. Only 2 years ago, though, a Gallup study showed that 68% of employees were still not engaged with work, and 21% were actually actively disengaged. In today's workplace, people want to be more involved, more connected to what they're doing so that they can really invest themselves fully into it. Cash alone doesn't cut it. Today's employees are looking for meaning in their work, as well as having some say in how it's delivered. I'm Dr. Paul Brewerton, the Strengths Guy. My podcasts are always strengths flavoured and cover both work and life with lots of tips for how to get more from both. As you know, this week's podcast relates to employee engagement and how to improve it. So what are some of the proven benefits of increased employee engagement? The Institute for Employment Studies in the UK, the IES, concluded in their report on employee engagement a couple of years back that real and measurable improvements are seen in organisations with an engaged workforce. Improvements like people really trying to understand the wider context and purpose of the organisation, employees going above and beyond to work on tough organisational issues, even working longer than contracted hours, though obviously that may have some downsides too from a well-being point of view, so needs tightly watching. Feeling aligned with and identifying with the organisation, there being more respect between staff and managers, and people actually wanting to learn and develop. So how can you improve employee engagement in your workplace? Well, here's six ideas for you. Number one, energise manager-employee performance conversations. To make that all-important connection between effort put in by employees and the value they're creating for the organisation, regular line manager-employee performance conversations, and in particular feedback, positive and constructive, is essential. So make sure your process is slick and simple and that everyone is confident and motivated to use it. Another essential part of these conversations is for both manager and employee to know what it is that energises and motivates them and how they can use that to deliver tasks and projects. So effectively putting their strengths to work. Number two, don't forget career development conversations. One of the conversations that should happen regularly at work, say every 3 or 6 months, at least to some extent, is the career conversation. In practice, though, this is viewed as one of the most challenging conversations to have at work, and as a result, it doesn't happen as frequently as that. For managers, this is often for want of a clear framework to talk through an employee's career plans, and also a concern that this kind of conversation in itself might lead to someone deciding to move on from their role or from the organisation. For employees, there's usually a difficulty in seeing what other opportunities might exist, which makes it hard to know what to say to your boss. The irony is that if you don't have this conversation with your directors as a manager, they're more likely to leave as they won't feel appreciated or see a long-term future in your organisation. In our company, we have these conversations every 3 months, and the employee goes on to collect data every 6 months on where others in their network feel that they're making their greatest contribution and what this might say about where their future may lie. This conversation, had regularly, will make a big difference to staff engagement overall. Number three, engaging development plans. So in between these two conversations I've just mentioned comes the personal development plan, an employee's roadmap for learning and development and growth into the next role. In our experience, if this plan is focused around developing out natural motivations and areas of strength by skill building in those areas, there's a lot more engagement in doing the learning. So focus less on rounding out employees' weaker areas and more on getting people awesome at using their strengths. Four, the employee experience. This is becoming an increasingly important element of staff expectations, particularly with the arrival of Generation Z into the workplace, who typically expect that an organisation will individuate their experience of work by understanding them, allowing them to craft their role and their career to their own unique qualities. This is definitely helped by following the points I've just made a few minutes ago. In addition, an aligned, consistent experience in every aspect of organizational life will help create the conditions for engagement by helping employees trust the organization and its brand at every touch point. So consider every aspect of your employer brand: the recruitment process, onboarding and induction, workspace, breakout space design, catering, team offsites and celebrations, provision of healthy snacks, encouraging wellness and fitness. All of these things need to align and be consistent with your organization's brand if employees are going to develop a deeper and more engaged connection. 5, all sorts of forums for discussion. It's so important for people to stay connected and feel supported if they're to remain engaged at work. So encourage regular team meetings for projects and for departments so that people have an opportunity to open up and share, discuss, plan, and decide on a whole range of issues. To get the most and best from diversity within your organization, putting shouts out to a wider team for help in thinking about an issue from a completely new angle can be really productive. In addition, if it's not there, set up an online forum for colleagues to chat, share ideas, create ideas boards, post birthday messages, whatever they feel is important to their work, life, and relationships. Finally, 6, show appreciation in your benefits package. Some organizations offer bonus structures and commissions for salespeople or those in senior roles, but what about the rest of the employees in the organization? Appreciating and recognizing hard work and commitment is a key way to not only increase productivity, but improving employee engagement too. So consider rewarding all staff for their efforts by offering creative benefits like gift cards, vouchers, gym memberships, and other things that your people will really value. Perhaps through a company like Perkbox, although there are others, obviously, which does all those things I've just listed and more. So there's a few ideas on ways to improve employee engagement at work. There's obviously hundreds more ideas out there, many of which don't cost the earth, but will pay back over and over in terms of people's productivity and performance. Give it a Google and you'll find many more ideas. Plus, also, it's the right thing to do, isn't it? It's our duty of care to build organizations where people can thrive and not just survive. That's it for this week. If you liked, please subscribe. Also, do check out the full back catalogue of Strengths Guy podcast, because there's loads. See you next time.